Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, we're getting
Kyle Oposer going to join us here.
On the fly again.
Slide in. We were about to take a break, but Oki, as they call him.
I'll grab this, and you can grab this headset, Oki. And then I'll grab the chair. You sit down there.
You know what? Why don't you just sit down, slide down, and leave Marty out of it?
Exactly.
No, I got to talk to Oki about something, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on the plane the other night, on the way back from Edmonton, I was watching a movie, and you can put your headset because we're on right now. So we are on. There's no break here. So
get off his cord, Marty. Come on, bud.
I'm not on this cord. I'm good.
There we go.
So I was watching a movie, and Kyle came by, and he goes, oh, I love this movie. It's a great movie. I was watching The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. Loved. Like, it was about halfway when you came by. It's a great flick. It's a great show. It's
awesome. So tell us that you guys cuddled up together.
No.
You let him in.
He went back to the players section, and I stayed back with the media.
So two goals his last two games.
He can walk the whole plane.
He's leaving you in the dust, Marty. I wouldn't hang out with either if I had two goals in two games. How you doing, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Good to be back.
Yeah, really good to be back, for sure.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good, yeah. Back healthy and refreshed, and so, ready to keep going.
So when you score a couple of goals and you come back from the road, what's the first thing your little guy says when he sees you in the morning?
I know you scored a goal, Daddy.
That's the first thing he said to
me. And you said, no, I scored two goals.
he loves it. So boards are up in our backyard for the rink. So he's asked about five times a day when the ice is going in. So
well, Kyle, I'll say this just from watching. I mean, the start of the year, points are not your line. Just seemed to be the hardest working line. We talked about it regularly. The most consistent working line, whether you guys were getting 8 minutes or 15 minutes scoring goals or not. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you looking to bring to this roster every night?
I think you said it. I mean, as a line, we know our role. And I think that those two guys have a lot of offensive potential. And I think you're starting to see it a little bit in the past few weeks with them. And they just make good plays, and all of us, we know what we're there to do. We're there to make smart plays, play well defensively, grind other teams down, and chip in offensively when we can. And I think that we're going to make plays, but we're not going to overdo it where we're going to be making extremely high-risk plays. And for me personally, I just want to bring some stability into our lineup and into the room too. Just try and keep the guys loose and, kind of on the right path.
What about, so Ralph doesn't like to number this line. Like, there's no 1, 2, 3, 4. It's, he calls them by the centers. So, but in Edmonton, Jack's line's on the ice. So the Eichel line's on the ice. And now you're, on the bench. And then you hear Ralph say, Larry's line's up. Like, you guys are going right after Jack's line. Like, what's that feeling like when you're, maybe you're in a different role, but now the coaching staff is trusting your line to keep the momentum going after Jack gets a good offensive zone shift. And he says, Larry's line's up and you're getting ready. What's that feeling like?
It feels good. I mean, it's obviously he has a lot of trust in us as a trio. And so when we go after Ikes, it's a little bit of a shot of adrenaline for us, for sure. I mean, we want to continue that. We want to play the right way, and I think that as a line, we have an ability to, when we grind teams down, it kind of sets an example for the rest of the group, and the rest of the group kind of seems to follow that. So we just want to keep doing our job, and whether we go like Riv said, whether we go 8 minutes or 15, we just want to keep going.
I think the one thing when you look at the line too, it's been together for this year. last year you guys were playing together for a little while, and the one thing that sticks out for me that every team needs is a very consistent line. You know what you're going to get with all three of you guys. You guys understand your roles and how you play the game, and that's what you bring night in and night out. I think it's obviously very important to have a line like that because you're the energy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your team's a little bit flat. Sometimes you need to have guys that are simplify their game, get the pucks deep, get in there, and pound some bodies. But you're not just playing great defense. You're also adding offense. And I think that's a positive sign, not only for your line, but for the guys that are in the dressing room. They know what you're going to get each and every night with your line.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. It's just a statement.
An observation.
It's an observation.
What's Larry eating lately? What's Johan Larsson eating that is giving him a chance to perform that level? What does he have? He has 7 points in his last 6 games, a goal and 6 assists. Like he set you up for a beautiful one when you came off the bench in Vancouver, I believe it was. So, what's Larry eating and why is he playing so well and how is he getting to that point?
He must be eating some Honeycrisp apples. I don't know. He's an apple machine. But,
it's funny, he went with the Honeycrisp. Eh? They're the most expensive ones.
I like them. Yeah. That nice hybrid.
You know what? I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You take a photo with him?
My son, Nate, he's 15 years old. And I actually took a clip of the goal that you scored in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Okay? And I wrote down, what you basically did on the goal and how, we talk about a small triangle in the offensive zone. Mm-hmm. Two guys were on the puck and you were in perfect position to read off of it. And I also, the puck went low to high, which we talk about in youth hockey. Mm-hmm. And right away, where did you go?
Yeah, to the net.
You went to the front of the net, traffic. I think Scandella is the one that wristed the shot on net, and you're in front of the net, you get a tip and goal. And these are teaching moments for young kids, and this is the way that you score goals. I mean, pressure in the offensive zone, pucks low to high, shots on net, and you have to have guys going to the net. Yeah. And that's the reason why you're going to have success.
He doesn't get pushed off the front of the net. Look at how strong he is.
Can we let Kyle Oposo talk? He's our
guest.
We're
giving him credit.
We haven't even had – he just said 3 words. I want to ask you a question because I'm going to get an answer out of you. Jack Eichel, what is he doing differently? I know Marty asked the question about what's Larsson eating, but what have you noticed in Jack's game that has taken him to the next level? Because it starts off the ice, Kyle. His ability on the ice is there. But what is he doing differently now that you've noticed? You've been in this league a long time.
Yeah.
Played with a lot of great players. What's he doing differently that's getting him to that point? Because he is now at an all-time point of his elite status.
Yeah, for sure. He's developing into a superstar if he isn't already. And he's always had the ability. I've said it from the first day that I've been here. He's the most talented player that I've ever played with, bar none. And off the ice, he's just really...
More than Trent Hunter?
Hunt.
Stu.
Stu.
Stu. What a guy.
The rent is due, Stu.
Stu. Stu's a great guy. But no, Ike's is... he's off the ice. He's just so committed to his craft, and he wants to be the best. He's doing the things that he needs to be elite. And I think that's something that you have to grow into. You don't just get to the NHL and are all of a sudden you do everything well off the ice and everything that you need to. And he's definitely done that. And his play on the ice has been. Has been exceptional. I know that people are talking a lot about McDavid, Dreisaitl, Pasternak, and Marchand and MacKinnon, but you take him off our team, and where are we? Like it's if he's not in the heart conversation, then I don't know where it's supposed to be. But he's been leading us all season with his play on the ice, with his actions off the ice, and we're going to continue to follow him.
You talk about action off the ice, and we see him play in practice, but how has he changed now in year 2 of the captaincy, and I saw him in the airport after the Edmonton game, and he was joking around with Rob Ray and talking about how Jeff Skinner's closet is immaculate. Like, it's like, you know, just so clean. And how is he different now off the ice as a little bit more mature, a 20, what is he, 23 now? So how is that different from when you first came here and he was a younger man?
I think he's a lot more comfortable. He's just comfortable with who he is, and, you know, he's a good person. And now he's being able to just express himself a little bit more openly, assuredly, and he's really kind of growing into his own and maturing, and that takes time as well. And, you know, the one thing I noticed in practice is, like, he's not scared to embarrass anybody. And, like, if you're not ready to go in a rep with him, he's going to embarrass you because he's that good. So I've noticed that. He doesn't take it easy ever, and, you know, that's a sign of maturation as well.
You're one of the smarter players the Sabres have ever had in their lineup. Can you tell me what immaculate means, please?
Immaculate. Okay. Sorry.
All right. And lastly, are you, like, in the off season, your training routine, are you able to put your collar down yet? behind the neck when you put your tie on?
I can grab my wallet just like this.
Yeah. You still do the ARP?
No ARP. I'm off the ARP train.
Yeah.
Tell us about Stu. I want to know a story about Trent Hunter. Why? I mean, I threw that name out there just because I remember playing against him. Like, who is this guy getting 30 goals? You know what I mean? Yeah. But why do you guys call him Stu?
I don't know how he got the nickname
so
Stu.
So when he was in the minors, he was in charge of paying the rent for the apartment. Like, they lived 2-3 guys together, and 1 month it was his time to pay the rent, and the rent was late. And there's a line in Coming to America, Eddie Murphy, when they go to visit the apartment, and then, you know, he yells, "Stu, the rent is due." Well, there's an expletive in there, and so the guys kept yelling at Trent Hunter, "Hey, Stu, the rent is due," and the nickname stuck. And when I played with you guys in Long Island, I was like, why do you guys call him Stu? And I had to rewatch the movie. Petey, you of all people that know all the movie lines, you don't know about that line.
That's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
Coming to America is, you know, it's average. It's an average movie. Last question for you. I know we got to go to break. Ralph Krueger, was there any added emotion in that game in Edmonton, you know, with Ralph Krueger being a former coach there?
Yes, there was. I mean,
money on the board?
He can't
do money.
Not
on
him,
the board.
You guys?
Yeah, we had some money on the board. I had some money up there. But it we talked about it as a group, and you could just see the emotion that he had in his pregame meeting with us. And I have never been a part of a team that has actively said between periods that they wanted to win a game for a coach. Like, we wanted to win that game for Ralph. And we knew how much it meant to him, and you know, he's been tremendous for us all season, and we wanted to do it for him.
You ever had a coach that's been this universally liked?
No, I haven't. I mean, I talked to a few guys that played for Edmonton, and not one single bad word. I got texts from guys that I played with before that just said, "Enjoy Ralph. He's the best." So
wow.
He said he feels or looks like a 60-year-old, but inside he feels and acts like a 25-year-old. Do you have like an instant in the locker room where he came in and made a reference and you were like, "Wow, that is a young man's reference right there"?
Oh, it'd be amazing if you said to him one day when he came in, "Today you look like you're 63, Ralph."
Yeah. Yeah. No, he definitely.
Does he keep up to the music and movies and TVs and all that?
I don't know about that. He's just so vibrant. Yeah. I mean, he's just such a vibrant individual, and he. He just enjoys life. And, you know, when he leaves the rink, and he's just Ralph Krueger, the person. He ceases to become a hockey coach. And I think that's a quality that I've never seen in a coach either. You know, coaches are, you guys have all played, like, they're just obsessed. And he is too when he's at the rink. He's super dialed. But then he leaves and he's exploring. He's doing whatever. He's just with his family. So definitely unique quality in a coach.
Sorry, so short. We caught you right before the break. I'm sure that works best for you. We know you hate talking to us and the media in general. Kyle Loposo, kind enough for your time, and good luck. Keep the streak going.
Yeah, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.